Hello and welcome along to International Report. Temperatures in East Africa have been soaring. The long-awaited March to May seasonal rainfall has been delayed, and experts believe that the recent cyclone Idai in Mozambique has been one of the factors contributing to the delay. As temperatures rise, creating thriving conditions for pests, disease, flash floods and suppressed rainfall threaten food production across East Africa. Sophie Mbugua reports now from Nairobi on the challenges of growing crops sustainably under climate change.
Normally, Eastern African countries expect two rainy seasons each year. March, April and May is considered the long rainy season and affects humid and semi-humid climate zones. In October to December, the lower rainfall relied upon by arid and semi-arid areas arrives. Most farming activities happen within these two rainfall seasons. As of the first week of April, only a few places in Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Uganda have received rainfall. Dr. Richard Muita, the Observatory and Network Design Coordinator at the Kenya Meteorological Department, explains the delay.
We expected the rains in the month of March, but only very few places have received rainfall. Overall, there has been low-key, occurrence of rainfall over much of East Africa because the intertropical convergence zone, which is that cloud band which brings rain during the rain season, is still in the south, and it is still very diffused and does not continue. That's not the usual. The end result is that this rainfall season over the region might be shorter.
In mid-March, the tropical cyclone Idai weather system hit central and northern regions of Mozambique, Malawi and eastern Zimbabwe. Dr. Muito says the cyclone emanating from the Indian Ocean interfered with the timing of the rains.
Normally, the rain-causing system moves south and north in harmony with the movement of the sun. As it moves northward, we expect it to transit now between March to May through the East African region. And the impact is, while it transitions through East Africa region, that's when we normally have rains. Its trajectory was kind of southwesterly. And so as it moved southwards, that was the time we expected, especially around the beginning of March, the rain-causing system to come closer to our region and especially Kenya. But now, because of the presence of Idai within the Indian Ocean, it is a low-pressure system which sucks in the moisture, which would otherwise benefit the inland. And therefore, it continues to suck the moisture and the moisture remains within the ocean.
The Food Security and Nutrition Working Group, a platform sharing information on food security and nutrition in Central and Eastern Africa, indicates around 10.7 million people in Somalia, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Karamoja areas of Uganda are currently food insecure. Dr. Muita again.
The last rains in October to December 2018, rainfall season, were depressed. They were not good. And therefore, the atmosphere has generally been dry. The soils have been dry and the moisture have been minimal. And that's why in the last several months, we have seen a rise in the temperatures. The temperatures have been very, very high and the conditions have been dry. And this in impact has impacted significantly on the food security and pasture, especially in pastoral areas, and water resources.
Rising temperatures are not the only challenge devastating agriculture in the region. Heavy rains and severe flash floods during April and May 2018 hit Kenya, Rwanda, Somalia, and Uganda. At least 8,000 acres of farmland were submerged in water, with more than 6,000 livestock killed in Kenya. This is according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Dr. Mary Nyasimi, a sustainable agriculture and anthropology expert, wants a repeat of wet seasons will not only have a devastating effect on cereals like maize, wheat and sorghum, but also roots which are heavily relied upon for food.
In terms of crops and livestock, where our food comes from, if we are going to get wetter, the implications are very important for our main cereal crops. those crops are going to be affected, because these crops are usually tropical crops and they need minimum rainfall of about 1,000 milliliters per year. But if you're going to be getting 1,000 to 2,000 milliliters per year, that means that main crop will be affected. Also, our root crops, which have been very stable for us, all those are also going to be affected because the ground will be more wetter for a longer period of time.
As temperature rise resulting to prolonged drought and flooding, people are migrating, abandoning climate-vulnerable areas. The UN Convention to Combat Desertification, UNCCD, estimates that some 135 million people could be displaced by 2045 globally. Mary wants this migration is aiding the redistribution of pests and diseases.
When the temperature increases, diseases also come with it. And there is also increased rural-urban migration. So people are also moving from drier areas. So when there's this movement of people, diseases are also moving with them, either both crop, human, and livestock diseases. And the minute they settle in a region, of course, diseases will adapt very fast to the changing climate. So they're going to multiply faster than they used to do in their place of origin. Crop production, I think, in Kenya is estimated to lose about 25% of our crop production to pests and diseases.
The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, notes that the spread of transboundary plant pests and diseases has increased dramatically in recent years. In 2017, FAO warned that the armyworm affecting maize could leave 300 million people hungry in sub-Saharan Africa. Dr. Regis Babin, a coffee entomologist at the International Center of Insect Physiology and Ecology, ICIPE, explained how rising temperatures facilitate the spread of pests.
As you know, insects are very sensitive to temperature, and most of them develop better with warm temperature. And it is especially the case for tropical species. For coffee, for example, some insects, due to climate change, the distribution of these insects is increasing. So you can find this pest on in areas where they were not present before because of warming of temperatures.
In Rwanda, Musabimana Dona, an agronomist at the Kopakachi Dutugere Cooperative, says coffee farmers have been losing over half of their coffee yields to pests.
Agasurira karya ibitumbwe bikiri bitoya. Ikabariwe n'agasurira ibarimbi cyane.
This pest invades coffee before it ripens. No company accepts infective coffee berries, leading to losses. You lose three times your expected harvest after these beasts invade the farm.
The farmers have turned to traditional beer made from powdered sorghum and banana juice to fight the pests.
We've been using fermented beer made of banana juice and sorghum to attract the coffee pests. We use 1 liter containers cut open to leave some space. The containers containing the beer are hung on the tree branches. As the pests follow the smell, they get trapped and die.
Climate models for East Africa, though differing on rainfall projections, indicates a rising temperature for the region. What is the way forward for agriculture? Mary advises.
Scientists need to look forward to breeding crop varieties that will withstand flooding and can withstand hot environments. For in terms of livestock, we need breeds that can also withstand hot and wetter and also be fast maturing. Then there's the farmer side. The farmer needs this scientific information translated for them. Farmers need to receive not only this variety of crops and livestock that are bred for the current changing climate, but they also need weather information. They need to know when is the rainfall going to fall, how much is going to fall, and for how long.
But for now, having already prepared their land for planting, the best farmers in East Africa can do is wait. Reporting from Nairobi, Kenya, my name is Sophie Mbogwa for Radio France International.